Welcome back to the deep dive. You guys asked for it. So here it is, pro-hormones.
Yeah, breaking it down.
I got a ton of questions about pro-hormones, what they're all about, lots of articles, people sharing their experiences.
It's a hot topic.
It is a hot topic and kind of confusing. You know, there's a lot out there.
Yeah, a lot of information and misinformation.
Exactly. So
Yeah.
hopefully we can kind of clear some of that up. And of course, if you want to learn more about topics like this after the show,
Right.
you can visit our website, publichealthlaw.net.
Absolutely.
So yeah, so pro-hormones, they're kind of marketed as these powerful supplements for bodybuilding and fitness.
Right.
Like they promise these rapid gains in muscle and strength,
Yeah.
almost like,
Yeah.
a legal alternative to anabolic steroids. But what's the reality? I mean, is that really how it is?
Well, to really understand pro-hormones, we have to think about them as precursors to hormones, primarily testosterone.
Okay.
When you take them, they convert into active hormones in your body. And a lot of times they're marketed as legal, but the regulations can change depending on where you live. It's not as simple as that.
Gotcha. So it's not just as easy as like going
Yeah.
to the store and picking something up. You really have to do your research.
Exactly.
Okay. So let's talk about the potential benefits. Like, what are people hoping to achieve when they take pro-hormones?
Well, we've got a lot of sources, and a lot of them mention different goals. It depends what type of pro-hormone or stack they're using. Some are designed for bulking up, gaining muscle. I've seen androdiol and Elite Fire mentioned.
Yeah.
Then you've got others like dimethicone, more for cutting, leaning out while keeping that muscle.
Okay, so it's not just one size fits all. There are different pro-hormones that do different things.
Exactly.
What about strength? Do pro-hormones help with that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Lots of users say they see big increases in strength, especially the ones that boost testosterone production, like the cutting andro kit we saw. There's this one user, Jack, who used a bulking stack. He talked about how important diet and exercise are, along with the pro-hormones. It's not a magic pill.
Right.
It's a tool. It can help you get better results, but you got to put in the work too.
That makes sense. Work smarter, not harder, kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But before we get too excited, we got to talk about the potential risks too, right? I mean, we've seen mentions of liver toxicity, testosterone suppression, even messing up your hormones. That sounds serious.
Yeah, you definitely got to be careful with pro-hormones. Understand what you're getting into. Like you said, liver toxicity is a big one, especially with methylated pro-hormones. Delta-2 and dimethazine, those are some powerful ones.
Right.
And the sources we've seen, they really stress getting regular blood tests and using liver support supplements like milk thistle if you're taking those kinds of pro-hormones.
So you got to keep an eye on your liver health.
Absolutely.
What does methylated mean anyway?
So methylation basically means the pro-hormone has been chemically changed to make it easier for your body to absorb. Yeah.
That might sound good, but it can also put more stress on your liver.
Oh, I see.
That's why non-methylated pro-hormones, like the ones in the LG Sciences Bulking Andro Kit or the Trifecta Andro Kit, those are usually recommended for beginners.
Okay.
They're considered to be easier on your liver.
Got it. So those are some things beginners should definitely keep in mind. Now, what about these hormonal imbalances? What's going on there?
Well, when you take pro-hormones, they introduce external hormones or precursors to hormones, right?
Right.
Your body can react by lowering its own natural hormone production. It's like a balancing act.
Oh, okay.
This can lead to testosterone suppression, which can show up as low libido, fatigue, even mood swings. And then there's the estrogenic effects.
Yeah, that sounds a little scary, honestly.
It's basically when pro-hormones convert into estrogen in your body.
Huh?
It can cause issues like water retention, bloating, and in some cases, guys can even develop breast tissue. It's called gynecomastia.
Wow, that's not good.
No, not at all. So, with all these risks, what can people do to minimize them? Is there any way to protect yourself?
Yeah, that's where post-cycle therapy comes in. It's called PCT for short.
Okay.
It's basically a way to help your body recover and rebalance those hormones after you've finished a cycle of pro-hormones.
Okay, so tell me more about this PCT. What does it involve?
It usually involves taking specific supplements that help your body start producing hormones naturally again and getting things back in balance.
Okay.
We're talking about things like estrogen blockers, which stop testosterone from converting into estrogen. Then there are aromatase inhibitors, or AIs, to lower estrogen levels even more. And finally, there are selective estrogen receptor modulators, SERMs, which block estrogen's effects in certain parts of the body.
Wow, that's a lot. It sounds pretty complex.
It is. It takes careful planning, and you got to keep track of how you're responding.
So it sounds like PCT is almost as important as the pro-hormones themselves.
Exactly. It's not something to skip or take
All
lightly.
right.
And Honestly, before you even start thinking about pro-hormones or PCT, it's best to talk to a healthcare professional.
That makes sense.
They can see what's going on with your health, what you want to achieve, and give you advice that's right for you. They can also guide you through PCT so you're doing it safely and effectively.
So it's all about being smart and getting the right guidance.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've covered a lot, from the different kinds of pro-hormone stacks and what they supposedly do, to the potential risks and why PCT is so important.
We've only just scratched the surface.
Yeah, there's a lot more to talk about. We still got to dig into the legal stuff, how pro-hormones compare to SARMs, and how to figure out all these different brands and
It's
stacks.
a jungle out there.
It really is. So stick around and we'll explore all of that when we get back.
So before we went to break, we were talking about all those risks with pro-hormones and how PCT can help you recover. But let's talk about something that always seems to trip people up, the legal side of things.
Right, because it's not always clear what's allowed and what isn't.
Yeah, exactly.
We've got info about the US, the UK, Canada, Australia.
It's all over the place.
It is all over the place. So
Yeah.
can you break it down for us? What do we need to know?
Okay, so in the US, pro-hormones, they've really cracked down on them. A lot of the ones that used to be sold are actually banned now completely.
Oh, wow. So what's still legal then in the US?
There are still some pro-hormones you can find, but they're usually not as strong as the ones that got banned. And things are changing all the time.
Yeah.
You really got to stay on top of the latest regulations.
Sounds like a lot of work to keep up with all those laws. What about other countries?
Well, in the UK, pro-hormones are generally legal for personal use, but in Canada, they're a no-go, and in Australia, they're considered a controlled substance, so it really varies.
So depending on where you are, it might not even be possible to get certain pro-hormones.
That's right. And even if they are available, you got to do your research. Make
Yeah.
sure you know the specific laws and what could happen if you get caught.
It always comes back to doing your homework and understanding the risks. Okay, now we've also seen a lot of people comparing pro-hormones to SARMs. For someone who's new to all this, what's the difference?
Ah, that's a good question, and it's important to understand the difference. SARMs, those are selective androgen receptor modulators. They work differently than pro-hormones. They target specific androgen receptors in the body.
Okay.
So they might give you some similar benefits to pro-hormones, but with potentially fewer side effects.
So it's like a more targeted approach,
Yeah.
but do they give you the same results?
That's where it gets a little complicated.
Yeah.
The sources we've looked at suggest that SARMs, they might be safer, but they might not be as powerful as pro-hormones for building muscle.
Interesting. So the trade-off you have to think about.
Right, you got to weigh the risks and benefits and decide what's right for you.
Okay. So let's say someone is interested in trying pro-hormones. Where would they even start?
Well, if you're a beginner, it's usually best to start with a less potent, non-methylated pro-hormone stack. We saw a couple mention like the LG Sciences Bulking Andro Kit and the LG Sciences Trifecta Andro Kit. They're marketed as beginner-friendly and might be easier on the liver.
Okay, so those could be good options for someone just starting out. But let's be real, cost is a factor with these supplements. Pro-hormones, especially with PCT, can get expensive.
For sure.
How do you balance getting quality stuff without breaking the bank?
Yeah, that's a good point. You don't want to skimp on quality because your health is important. You know, we saw some stacks mentioned like the Ice and Power stack and Blackstone Labs Power and Fire. Those seem to get good reviews for the price. And
Right?
keep an eye out for those deals like buy two, get one free.
Oh, yeah.
Those can actually save you some money in the long run, especially if you're planning a longer cycle.
So it's not always about finding the cheapest option. It's about finding a good value.
Right. You want something that's effective and safe.
Exactly. Now, before we move on, I want to go back to that story about Jack and his experience with the bulking stack. It sounded like he had good results, but everyone's body is different, right?
Absolutely. Jack's story, it's a good example of what pro-hormones can do, but it doesn't mean everyone will have the same experience.
Right.
He made it clear that you have to work out hard and eat right along with taking the pro-hormones. And there was this Dr. Justin Luzier who responded to Jack's story. It sounded like he was supporting what Jack was doing, which brings up an interesting point.
Yeah, what's that?
Just because someone has a medical degree, it doesn't automatically mean what they're saying is safe or effective for everyone.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
We can't just blindly trust what we see online. We
Exactly.
need to be critical thinkers,
Yeah.
do our own research. Consider all the angles.
That's what we're trying to do here, give you the information you need to make your own informed decision.
Yeah, help you understand the potential benefits and risks so you can decide what's right for you based on your own goals and values. We've covered a lot of ground, but we're not done yet. When we come back, the big question, are pro-hormones ultimately worth it? We'll weigh the pros and cons, talk about why professional guidance is so important, and give you some final thoughts to help you navigate this whole thing. All right, so we're back, and we've spent this whole episode really diving deep into pro-hormones.
Yeah, trying to understand what they're all about.
From their potential to help us build muscle and get stronger.
To the risks that come along with them.
Like that liver strain we talked
about. Yeah.
And those hormonal imbalances. But now for the big question, are pro-hormones actually worth it?
That's the question everyone wants answered. And it's tough to give a straight yes or no. You know, it really depends on you.
Yeah, I bet. So let's break it down. What are some of the key things someone should be thinking about when they're trying to make this decision?
First things first, you got to figure out what you want. What are your goals? Are you trying to pack on serious muscle or boost your strength? Or maybe a little bit of both.
Right.
Pro-hormones, they might help you get there, but you got to be realistic. You know,
yep.
They're not some magic solution.
Yes.
You'll get the best results if you're working out consistently, eating right, getting enough sleep. It all works together.
So it's about more than just taking a pill and hoping for the best. You got to put in the work.
Exactly. It's a lifestyle.
And something else we talked about is risk tolerance.
Right. Some people are more comfortable with risk than others.
We talked about all those potential side effects like liver problems and messing with your hormones. Are you okay with those risks?
It's a personal decision.
Right. And we can't forget about the legal stuff either. Like we said, depending on where you live, getting or using certain pro-hormones could land you in some hot water.
Yeah, you got to be aware of the laws in your area.
Exactly. So your goals, your risk tolerance, the legal side of things, all important. But what about your overall health? Does that play a role?
Absolutely. I mean, imagine someone with a liver problem thinking about taking pro-hormones.
Oh, yeah.
That could be really dangerous. The risks might be way bigger than any potential benefits.
Right. You have to be honest with yourself about your health and make choices that help you not hurt you.
Exactly. It's about taking care of yourself.
And that brings us to something really important, professional guidance. Talk to your doctor before you even think about trying pro-hormones.
Couldn't agree more.
Why is that so important?
Well, they can check out your health, talk about your goals, and give you advice that's tailored to you. You know,
okay.
They can also help you figure out the whole PCT thing, make sure you're doing it right to protect your health in the long run. Remember, pro-hormones, they can have a big impact on your body. So having a doctor on your side can make a huge difference.
So it's like having a coach in your corner.
Exactly. Someone to guide you and keep you safe.
So the bottom line is there's no right answer for everyone when it comes to pro-hormones. It's a personal decision that you have to make based on your goals, your risk tolerance, your health, and the legal stuff. And talking to a doctor is crucial.
The more you know about pro-hormones, the better decisions you can make.
Right? Knowledge is power. And if you want to learn even more about topics like this, head over to our website, publichealthlaw.net.
Tons of great resources there.
All right, that's all for this episode of The Deep Dive. Thanks for joining us.